Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
So the matric results are out for the class of 2024, and the Eastern Cape have done pretty well. They've made history by achieving the highest pass rate for the province since the dawn of democracy. One of those achievers joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines now is Chris Joubert. Chris is from Pearson High School in Nelson Mandela Bay, and he's secured second place in the province jointly with Sivakile Majebe from Willowvale. Chris, thanks for taking the call and thanks for joining us. You happy with the way things have gone, I'm sure?
I'm very happy. I couldn't be more grateful for this opportunity. After all the years of hard work and all the teachers that supported me from my primary school, Summerwood, up until my high school, Pearson, they did such an amazing job. I'm feeling very honored.
Looking back at the matric exams, how did you find them? Were they more difficult than you anticipated? Were they pretty much what you expected? And do the results that you got come as any surprise to you, or is this what you were anticipating?
I think it was asked quite differently, if I must be honest, from September trial exams. So that was a bit of a shock. But other than that, I think it didn't go too badly. Then I think I did my best, and then I'm very proud that I could achieve these results. And yeah, I think I'm definitely shocked, if I must be honest. But yeah, if you put the work in, then something you get to show for it.
Good for you. Where did you score your best marks? Which subjects?
It started between mathematics, EGD, and IT, information technology.
And given a thought to your future, where are you going with these fantastic matric results of yours?
I'm very excited to go to Stellenbosch University to study mechatronics engineering. I've always been very passionate about anything to do with engineering or designing and innovation, so I think it suits me perfectly.
And what role did parents and teachers play in your success? Tell me a little bit about that, Chris.
I think the most important thing about parents, teachers, and friends are that when the year gets tough, when there's a hectic week and you really just feel a bit unmotivated, then that support system from your family and your teachers that just gives you that good luck message or just gives you that bit of motivation, that's what really gets you through the late nights and the hard times and eventually really contributes to your success.
Any advice from your side? You've been there, you've done that. Future matriculants, words of advice for them?
I think you must find happiness in all aspects of life. Exercise to clear my head and just relax and renew my focus. I play music so that I can also just be a bit calm for a moment and just develop new patterns in your way of thinking. And then friends and family, just enjoy it. You must have a fun year. And then when you focus on all these other aspects, then your academics will improve so much more.
Reaction from friends and family to your results? What have they said?
They're very proud. They couldn't be more proud. So I'm very lucky to have them.
Joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, we are pleased to have the number one matriculant in the Eastern Cape, top matriculant for 2024, 18-year-old Pearson High School pupil, Dia Gaja. Congratulations, Dia. Thanks for joining us. How are you feeling?
I'm so shocked. I was not expecting my award, but I'm so grateful to have been there to receive the award, and I'm so proud of myself too. I really worked hard to be in the position that I am.
You really didn't expect it? Come on.
No, I wasn't expecting it at all.
What was your best subject? Which were the ones that you thought you might have struggled with? Talk us through the actual exams themselves, dear.
My best subject was accounting. I achieved 100% for that.
Wow.
The most challenging subject I found was physical sciences. I found the exams quite challenging. I wasn't expecting the type of questions that they were asking, but overall I was very happy with the exam and how they were set.
Is there a secret, any advice you can give future matriculants?
There are countless free educational resources online, especially for matric. My secret was to use all of these resources available to gather knowledge and understanding about the topic. Understanding every aspect of what you are learning is key to being able to answer those unseen and level four questions. I didn't learn just what was required of me. I tried to go the extra mile and truly understand a concept.
The importance of teachers and supportive parents.
Yes, my parents were exceptionally supportive and provided me with the resources that I needed to do well. And just having a stable family at home was very important. My teachers at Pearson were always willing to go the extra mile to help me and to sit down with me in the afternoons if I needed anything else or any extra material. So I'm very grateful for that support that I had.
What does the future hold for you? Where are you going to be studying? What are you going to be studying, dear?
I'm studying medicine at the University of Cape Town this year. Both my parents are doctors, so I'm following in their footsteps. I'm very excited to start this new chapter of my life. Helping people and being in the medical field has always been one of my goals.
Well, you've made your parents proud, you've made your school proud, you've made your province proud. Congratulations, number one, top matriculant for 2024. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines, Pearson High School's Dia Gadja.
Thank you so much.
We've spoken to the matriculants, now we catch up with the principal, the headmaster of Pearson High School, Haldane Pinnart, joining us, reflecting on the results posted by the class of 2024, maybe nationally, provincially, and then, of course, from a Pearson perspective as well. Haldane, good morning, welcome.
Yeah, morning, Mr. Mann. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm excited to be able to chat to you and, respond to any questions you'd like to know. Yeah, answers to.
So Pearson's very chuffed. You've got the top matriculant. You've got the matriculant who finished joint second from your class of 2024.
We're ecstatic. I think we had high expectations for Dia and Chris. You never really know what happens at the end of with the marking process. So the fact that we have number one and two, and then also the candidate that came first in Nelson Mandela Bay. I mean, I think it's probably a first for us in our history. So. Yeah, all credit must go to them for their exceptional hard work. They have to write the paper at the end of the day. So, yeah, we're incredibly proud of them. And also, I think quite often people tend to focus only on your top achievers. But, I mean, we've also got so many fantastic stories of learners that, we were struggling to get through and then actually ended up passing and getting a bachelor pass and now becoming the first person in their family being able to go to university. So it's those stories make the job worthwhile, and we're just ecstatic about that.
Yeah, let's not overlook the fact that Pearson have got a 100% pass rate yet again.
Yes, no, so for this, it's just for the second consecutive year. So I think if you take our 2023 and 2024 results, that's 423 matriculants have passed for the last 2 years. So, yeah, we're happy with that. I mean, it's happy getting the kids not only passing, but also giving them a good quality pass and giving them an opportunity to go on and make a difference in the world and just reach their goals and their potential. I think that's what it's about at the end of the day.
Can I ask you whether there's any particular secret to getting an entire matric class through these difficult exams? Maybe there are other schools listening and they wonder, hey, is there a little hint or tip that you might have for them? Is there such a thing?
Darren, I think for me, I mean, I've been a year and a half in this post now as headmaster, so I think for me, it's been really important to get the buy-in from both staff, from parents, and from the learners. And I think once you get their buy-in, it becomes a little bit easier. The staff are prepared to go that extra mile and do the extra lessons or do the intervention. The learners are prepared to come in over weekends or come in on days when no one else is at school or work longer hours. And also the parents are prepared to come and see you if there's issues. So I think that's the first thing I would say is get the general buy-in from the school community. I think that's probably the most vital. And then secondly is, I think what's worked for us is we identify any, I would say, potential threats already in the grade 11 year. So based on grade 11 results, we look at any potential areas that need improvement. We meet with parents, we meet with learners, and we put a whole plan in place. I mean, we've got quite an intensive intervention program for not only our underachievers or our potential threats, but also our learners to try and push them from a 60 to a 70 or 70 to an 80. And we implement that throughout the year. So it's just, and that's kind of like on a tracking basis. So we track the learners and look at it from an analytical base, but you can do as much as you want. You don't get the buy-in from the community and you don't get the parent that's prepared to get the kid to school and the kid that wants to be here, then it's going to be very hard. So I think probably if I have the biggest tip that I could give anyone is being that motivation. I know being a headmaster, you got to wear many hats, but I think one of the most important ones is motivating your staff, motivating your learners. And if you get that right, then I think you come a long way.
Can I ask you to reflect on the provincial results? The Eastern Cape this year, we've improved by, I think it was about 3.6 percentage points, but we're still placed eighth overall nationally. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's very commendable. I think the department is definitely on the right track. I think if you look at the stats, we obviously on an upward trajectory, and I think that's very good to see. And I think what many people are maybe not aware of is the immense amount of work that happens behind the scenes. And I mean, I've seen this firsthand with district directors from the various areas. I mean, I speak on behalf of Nelson Mandela Bay, but I mean, I think just the amount of sheer effort that gets put into learners in terms of holiday programs, transporting learners from here to there to get into classes, and just ensuring that things can actually happen has been incredible and so immense. I mean, yesterday at the prize giving, we heard about how obviously we had those terrible rains during that period of time, and that I think that was one of the first exams that happened, and just how headmasters and schools and just the community as a whole came together to ensure that the exams could run smoothly was just amazing. So I think even though we're probably not placed where we want to be placed, I think I have complete trust in them in being able to assess where the faults lie, and obviously being able to rectify that. I think, I'm very positive. I'm in a very positive space with where we are with the department at the moment. And I think they are I think what many people aren't aware of is the fact of how competitive they really are. I mean, we have the circuits and the districts that compete against each other, and they want to. I mean, that's great for me. It's that competition to want to be the best. And I think that gets the best out of them. And I think I'm very positive. And yeah, I think we are heading in the right direction. And I know there are certain gateway subjects that require a bit of focus, but I mean, I have no doubt that they will also come and chat to the schools and see what works at some schools and what didn't work at others. But I mean, they've got a plan in place, and I'm confident that they'll be able to deliver that. Their plan was and their goal was to get an 85% pass rate, which they've achieved. So I know that they're going to be aiming towards 90. I think that will be the goal for this matric class, and I think it's really doable. I think if I look at the fantastic headmasters we have in Nelson Mandela Bay and the really good schools we have here, and the collaboration between the headmasters or headmistresses and principals, I think that stands Eastern Cape in very good stead.
Well, congratulations on a job well done so far. You and your teaching staff, the parents and all the matriculants from Pearson, the class of 2024. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, Haldane.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. I must also just say these marks wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't without my teaching staff. I'm so incredibly blessed to have a teaching staff that don't only buy in. I mean, they sometimes get very irritated with me, I must be honest. But I think they do buy in, and I think it's fantastic for me that they can see that their hard work has delivered the results. And I mean, I think if there's any teacher out there, anybody that ever doubts their ability and the effect they can have on a child's life, I mean, never doubt that. I mean, the fact that, I mean, I think probably the most heartwarming story was us receiving a message from one of the learners who had to get a bachelor's pass because he was going to get into a varsity for bursary. And term 1, 2, and 3, he didn't get one. And then he achieved it in term 4 due to the process we put in place. And I mean, heck, he is in his eyes. I mean, you're changing people's lives here. So I think never doubt the impact you have on someone's life and how, for many children out there, school is a safety solace for them and a place where they go and they can actually see come and are dependent on teachers in so many ways. So to my staff, I'm incredibly grateful to our parents, the Pearson community as a whole, for the support they've shown me. I'm incredibly grateful. I'm truly blessed. So thank you for that. And thank you for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to have this interview with me.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.